Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this special broadcast for this Friday, January the 26th of the year of our Lord, 2024. Today, we'll be covering some important materials. With me today, as usual, my producer, Brother Paul Sutcliffe. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Enjoying another beautiful winter day.
Amen. So we have a very important document came in a few days ago by Hamas, where I believe we've seen the biggest propaganda I've ever seen in my life. So Brother Paul, I'll let you introduce this topic with us one section at a time. We're not going to be able to cover every point, but we'll do our best to cover the major important lies.
You can find this document that we're talking about on the Jerusalem Post, and this was released on Monday, and the article was titled, Hamas Releases Propaganda Document Denying Atrocities, Blaming Israel for Civilian Deaths on October 7th.
Brother Paul, imagine with me, they're going to blame Israel for what took place on October 7th. What a great way to even think about how the Muslim of Hamas and Hezbollah and everybody else supported them in that savage day to blame Israel for the death of the Jewish people and the atrocities which took place on that day.
The first section of the 16-page document represents the conflict as a 105-year battle by Palestinians against colonialism. It makes references to the Balfour Declaration and the British Mandate and recounts the formation of Israel by Zionist gangs while the Palestinians were denied the right to self-determination.
You know, I believe these Muslims need to study what I have studied in Egypt a good 35, 40 years ago. Literally, when I was in my high school, we learned about the British Mandate and how the British people, 1947, left the land of Israel and gave the Palestinians the right to have their portion of their own land, their own state. That is the two-state solution, which we've been talking about for years and years. Well, guess what? The Egyptians and the Jordanians and the Assyrians told the Palestinians, half of the pie is not enough. We're going to take the entire pie. How? We're going to perform jihad against the Jews, infidel, the Israelites. We're going to kill the last one of them, and you will have the entire land. That is exactly what I have studied in my history class in Egypt. That's why they went in three wars, and they lost each and every one of them. We started the war, and we lost the war, and we claim that we won the war. This is the reality. Nobody denies the Palestinians for their self-determination except themselves, because they were wishing to remove Israel from their own homeland. Now, for their claim that this problem we have in Israel is a long 105 years, that is a propaganda. You know why? Because 65, 70 years ago, nobody heard about a problem between the Palestinians. These are the Arabs who are not actually considered Arabs by the Arabs, or Palestinians who are not actually Palestinians because they're not Greek. Somehow, when Yasser Arafat was appointed to his position for 10 years, he did not bother to show up to do his job to represent his people. So this is not 105 or 100 whatever years old. It is actually propaganda used today for the hope that Muslims can do what they are doing right now to get rid of the Jewish people, not only in Israel, but in planet Earth. Go ahead to the next section, Brother Paul.
Well, the second section is Hamas's account of the October 7th attacks. This section alleges that the operation targeted the Israeli military sites and sought to arrest the enemy soldiers. It avoids any mention of the bloody raids on Israeli towns and kibbutzes. It also avoids any mention of the approximately 240 people that Hamas took captive on October 7th as hostages, only implying their captivity in a claim that Israeli operations in Gaza were responsible for their deaths.
Well, their deaths, the death of the 240 people? Is that what they're talking about, Brother Paul?
It definitely sounds like that's what they're saying, yes.
Well, I have to say something very important here. This operation of Hamas was not against military in any way, shape, or form. It was against civilians. And the reason they're lying and saying that, so they can get the compassion and the love of the useful idiots of the West, that they are literally fighting to freeze their land against the military. When in reality, they attack women and children, not military whatsoever. And that's exactly the same technique which Muhammad used in his life 1450 years ago. Muhammad did not have any battles against militaries of other countries, but he actually attacked villages and cities all over Saudi Arabia. And he asked his followers to do the same to the rest of the world. So it is always attacks against civilians. It was always offensive war, not defensive war. We saw that in the teaching of the Quran and in the biography of Muhammad, as it is written by Ibn Hisham and Ibn Isaac.
This document also boasts of the Hamas terrorists' religious and moral commitment, claiming that the Al-Qassam Brigade fighters avoided harm to civilians, especially children, women, and elderly people.
I'm amazed that Muslims can have the guts and the boldness to write these lies for the whole world to read. Obviously, because the whole world is ignorant of that which is written in the Quran. Brother Paul, would you please read for us what is written in Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27, just to see how Muhammad engaged in his first attacks against civilians, which, by the way, were Jewish people, which are known by Bani Qurayza. Let's see what Allah said in the Quran about that battle. That is Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27.
And he brought down the people of the book, who backed them from their strong places and cast the terror into their hearts. A group of them you are killing, and a group of them you are taking captive. And he made you to inherit their land and their homes and their money, and a land which you had never set foot on. And Allah was mighty over all things.
Here is the battle of Bani Qurayza, where Muhammad and his companions seized that village. These are civilian people. There is no army. There is no military for 26 nights. And it ended by Muhammad and his wonderful Muslim companions beheading between 600 to 900 men. As for the women and the children, they were taken as captives, where Muhammad and his companions enjoyed them sexually as concubines or slaves. And in the end, they inherited their homes, their land, and their money. That is the noble example of Muhammad, which is given by Allah as a moral example for the Muslim people to follow his step. And that's exactly what the Palestinians through Hamas have done on October 7th. Obviously, it is okay for Muslims to lie, because that is one of the very important morals of Islam. So they lie about women and children, when in reality, they killed 40 babies. They beheaded little babies, and they killed many of the women, and they obviously abuse many of them sexually. So I don't know. How can they talk about morality when in Islam there is no morality?
Section 3, this propaganda piece, says is a request for an international investigation of Israel by the International Criminal Court, also known as the ICC. This section ends with claims that due to Israel not belonging where it is, justifies their actions on October 7th. So Section 3 states, "We hail the free people of the world from all religions, ethnicities, and backgrounds who rally in all capitals and cities worldwide to voice their rejection to the Israeli crimes and massacres and to show their support for the rights of the Palestinian people and their just cause."
Here we go. The call to the useful idiots of America and the rest of the world who do not know anything about Hamas or Islam. And that is why I believe Hamas have put that propaganda documents. They are trying to gain the support of the international world. But I have to say something very important, Brother Paul. When you say that Israel occupying that land, that's why they have no right, and the Palestinians have the justification to do what they did on October 7th. That is a lie. Because as we have talked about that in previous broadcasts, the land of Israel belongs to Israel. The Jewish people are not occupying their own home country. That land has been given to them by God Almighty, as we read that in the Bible. And we're talking about 3,500 years ago. Add to that, it's very important to know that Allah in the Quran stated in Quran chapter 5, verses 20 to 26, that Allah gave that land to Moses and to the children of Israel. So two deeds are given to prove the right for the Jewish people to live in their own country, Israel, one in the Bible and the other in the Quran.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Section 4 of this piece of propaganda is a pretend statement of who Hamas is. Now, I say pretend because if you want to know who Hamas is, go straight to the Avalon Project, which is sponsored by Yale University. Look at the Hamas charter document known as the Hamas Covenant. It is not pretend. It doesn't conceal that they are a chapter of the Muslim Brotherhood. This particular section says the Islamic resistance movement, Hamas, is a Palestinian Islamic national liberation and resistance movement. Its goal is to liberate Palestine and confront the Zionist project. Its frame of reference is Islam, which determines its principles, objectives, and means. Hamas rejects the persecution of any human being or the undermining of his or her rights on nationalist, religious, or sectarian grounds.
When I hear something like that, Brother Paul, I feel like I'm getting sick. I wish I can throw up so I can feel a little bit bitter. So the reality is that is the most garbage lies I've ever seen written on a paper. Everything you just have read is a pure lie from the bottom of hell. And that is the reality of what Hamas is all about. Hamas is not a national liberation and resistance movement. Hamas is a Muslim Brotherhood jihadi savage group who have one goal, which is the elimination of the Jewish people of planet Earth as they are practicing the command of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. A great evidence that this is a big lie from the bottom of hell, the statement Hamas rejects the persecution of any human being or the undermining of his or her right on nationalist, religious, or sectarian grounds. That goes against everything Hamas stands for. Imagine me, a Muslim Palestinian convert to Christianity. Why does Hamas support his freedom and his religious right to do whatever he wants? Why they are kidnapping the Christian within Gaza and force many of them to become Muslims? If that is exactly what they believe, Hamas is a propaganda lie from the bottom of hell, as we just have said many times.
Another statement in this section is that Hamas affirms that its conflict is with the Zionist project, not with the Jews, because of their religion.
I'm sorry, maybe Hamas need to reread the word of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. 1400 years ago, Prophet Paul, Muhammad said that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims will kill the last Jew. That is before there was even Israel or the problem of Muslims living as Palestinian Arab in the land of Israel. The day of judgment will not come until Muslims kill the last Jew. That even the rock and the tree will cry out, "O Muslim faithful, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and behead him." I do not know. Maybe these Hamas leaders need to read the Quran and educate themselves about the true hatred of the Jews and the Christians, which is all over the pages of the Quran.
This continues. "The Palestinian people have always stood against oppression, injustice, and the committing of massacres against civilians, regardless of who commit them."
Well, you mean they will go against Muhammad for committing massacres against the Jewish and the Christian of his days in Mecca and in Medina and the near villages in Saudi Arabia? Come on, give me a break.
The section says, "And based on our religious and moral values, we clearly stated our rejection to what the Jews were exposed to by Nazi Germany."
Oh, that's why the Mufti of Jerusalem met with Adolf Hitler and have great meeting with him as he was receiving the weaponry he needed to kill the Jews in Israel and where else in the eastern portion of this land?
This section says the Hamas movement, according to international laws and norms, is a national liberation movement that has clear goals and mission. It gets its legitimacy to resist the occupation from the Palestinian right to self-defense, liberation, and self-determination.
I will tell you in simple words, Brother Paul, for the sake of time, the clear goals and mission of Hamas is the removal of the last Jew of planet Earth, not just Israel, but planet Earth. And what is this, the Palestinian right to self-defense? Self-defense of who? Once again, they are the one who launched attack against the Jewish people on October 7. They have no right for self-defense. They are the criminal themselves.
It continues, "We stress the resisting the occupation with all means, including the armed resistance, is a legitimized right by all norms, divine religions, the international laws, including the Geneva Conventions."
Obviously, Brother Paul, because Hamas is a terrorist organization, they cannot have any part of the Geneva Convention. And their actions actually go against everything Geneva Convention is all about. They're using their schools, their hospitals, their mosques as a place to store weaponry and to launch war against Israel. The miles and miles of tunnels which connect all these places, school, hospitals, and mosques, to houses of the leaders of Hamas, to the battlefield, is a great evidence that they are a terrorist organization.
The section continues and says, "Our steadfast Palestinian people and their resistance are waging a heroic battle to defend their land and national rights against the longest and brutalest colonial occupation."
Well, once again, there is no such a thing as a battle to defend their land because it is not their land. As for the statement, the longest colonial occupation, I would say, yes, there is one longest occupation, which is Muslims' occupation to 57 countries, used to be belonging to other people. Many of them were Christians.
The section continues and it says, "The Palestinian people are confronting an unprecedented Israeli aggression that committed heinous massacres against Palestinian civilians. Most of them were children and women. In the course of the aggression on Gaza, the Israeli occupation deprived our people in Gaza of food, water, medicines, and fuel, simply deprived them from all means of life. In the meantime, the Israeli warplanes savagely struck all Gaza infrastructure and public buildings, including schools, universities, mosques, churches, and hospitals, in a clear sign of ethnic cleansing aimed at expelling the Palestinian people from Gaza."
I'm amazed that the world knows every time the Jewish people attack on some specific land, they send the warning many, many, many hours earlier to make sure that the civilians leave that land so they will not be harmed. But guess what? Hamas refuses the civilians from leaving. So obviously it is not massacres by Israeli, but massacres by Hamas leaders, because they will not give the people the freedom to run for their life. As for the food and the electric and the water, Israel have always given it to Hamas for free. no charge for years and years. They only stopped it after October 7th because you don't bite the hand which feed you and expect it to keep feeding you. And by the way, that support come from Israel, never came from any Muslim country of all the 57 Muslim countries around the world. As for the attacks against these schools and universities and hospitals and mosques and churches, Israel did not attack these places because they hate the Christians and their churches and the Muslims and their mosques and the patients, the sick one in the hospitals and the students who are being educated in some university. They attack these places because these places were used by Hamas as military bases, as we mentioned before.
Now, Section 5 is titled, What is Needed? They want a ceasefire without returning the hostages. They want Israel gone. They also claim they've done nothing wrong and that they are victims. One piece here says the humanitarian, ethical, and legal imperatives necessitate all countries around the world to back the resistance of the Palestinian people, not to collude against it. They are supposed to confront the occupation crimes and aggression, as well as to support the struggle of the Palestinian people to liberate their lands and to practice their right to self-determination, like all peoples across the globe.
I'm amazed that Hamas actually have the guts to tell what they need or what needs to be done. They want the Jewish people to be gone. They actually want the liberty of the Palestinian from the river to the sea, which is the annihilation of the Jewish people living in that land. And they're determining they will get that without returning the hostage. I believe whatever hostage they have left, it's only the bodies of these hostages. I don't believe any of them are alive any longer. And I believe they are asking for a continuation of war because Israel is demanding that these hostages to be returned. And because I believe the hostages are no longer with us, they will never be returned and the war will continue until Hamas is annihilated. And I believe they're calling for the world to support their effort. It makes no sense. Why? Because they're asking the world to support the propaganda of Islam, which is the annihilation of the Jew today, which will lead to the annihilation of the Christians tomorrow, and Muslims will take over the whole world. And that will bring us to the end of our response to the propaganda of Hamas to the international world. Brother Paul, thank you so much for producing this show for us. And I hope and I pray, our dear friends, that you will continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.